I'm talking with Joel Brandenberger, the president of the National Turkey Federation. Joel, I know that your group is on the side of getting the renewable fuel standard waived. Can you kind of explain, you know, why you're doing that, why you're asking EPA to do that?
Absolutely. The renewable fuel standard has been distorting the corn market since the day it was first created in 2005. You've seen much greater volatility and price swings in the corn market since the RFS was created. Corn is the number one feed ingredient for turkeys and for most food producing animals. And when you have a situation like this year where you have the worst drought in generations, crippling much of the corn belt, you know you're going to have a corn harvest that will not meet all the needs of the various consumers of corn. You have to have the government back off of its mandate that a set amount of corn be blended into ethanol.
Well, maybe you can kind of clarify too. You know, it seems like, at least on the surface, the bigger issue is the drought. So why ask for a waiver of the RFS if really the real problem is Mother Nature?
Well, because the waiver was created to respond to just such a problem as this. The authors of the Renewable Fuel Standard, those who created it in Congress, said at the time, we have a waiver here in case a natural disaster or some other unforeseen economic condition would necessitate waiving the Renewable Fuel Standard. If this isn't such a situation, then you have to conclude that the waiver process is currently written is worthless.
Why do you think this waiver will help? What do you think it will do?
Well, it will reduce the amount of ethanol that has to be blended in gasoline. It will reduce then the amount of ethanol that needs to be produced, and that in turn will reduce the demand for corn by ethanol manufacturers. That will allow corn prices to settle a bit, or at least end the volatility and the upward spiral. Realistically, will every refiner, you know, reduce the amount of ethanol they blend? That's unknown. But if you had even, you know, a 10-cent, 20-cent drop in the price of corn, multiply that over an anticipated 4+ billion bushels of corn that are scheduled to be used by livestock and poultry producers, and you get a sense of what the savings would be, you know, to the nation's farmers and ranchers.
How soon do you expect that EPA might get the ball rolling on this, and that you could actually see the waiver go into effect?
Okay, well, EPA has posted on its website a pre-publication notice for the Federal Register that indicates that any day now they will publish in the Federal Register a notice opening a 30-day comment period on the waiver petitions submitted by the governors of Arkansas in North Carolina. And we really commend those governors for doing that, and frankly, we commend the EPA administrator for moving so swiftly to respond to those petitions. Now, obviously, a comment period doesn't indicate one way or another how EPA will rule, but we think it's essential, and we're glad to see EPA is moving swiftly to receive those comments. After that, they would have up to, you know, they have another 90 days. Well, they have 90 days total then to make a decision on whether to grant the waiver request.
So, I mean, we're looking at probably not getting the waiver put in, at least, you know, at the very earliest, until the end of this year. Am I on track with that?
Possibly, but you have to keep in mind the law allows them up to 90 days. It doesn't say that EPA has to take all 90 of those days. So they could act quicker. The agency could act quicker if it so chose. But the other piece to this, John, is that, you know, a lot of the corn that we're talking about a lot of the corn that has been lost to the drought is corn that would be consumed next year. So whenever a waiver comes, hopefully sooner rather than later, but a waiver, you know, at any point in the near future, would be beneficial to all consumers of corn.
Right, right. And I'm sure you've probably seen some of the recent research that's come out that says, you know, even if this thing is granted now, it probably wouldn't have any impact on corn prices, at least until next year. So am I right to assume that's where you guys are angling for the longer term?
Well, first of all, not all studies agree that it will take that long. Some studies say that, other studies indicate that a price differential could become quicker. Obviously, there's a lot of unknowns, you know, including how large the waiver is. But we actually think the preponderance of evidence is beginning to show that there would be some near-term impact on prices, and most importantly, you would see less volatility in the corn markets going forward into next year.
Yeah, I guess you'd have the, you know, a lot of people making the forward buys would push the corn price down, and that all kind of, for lack of a better phrase, trickles down to everybody down the line. Users such as you, ethanol producers, everyone.
Everybody who consumes corn could benefit from an end to the current price volatility, but more importantly, from the assurance that there will be enough corn to go around in the coming months.
Some good information. Anything else I guess you'd want our audience to understand about, you know, your group? And I also know the folks from who produce chickens, they also have a similar stance on this. Anything else I guess you'd want us to understand about your stance on the RFS and what you hope EPA will do?
Well, it's really simple. The RFS mandates that a certain amount of corn be blended into ethanol, simply because it mandates that a certain amount of ethanol be blended into gasoline. That means the government is guaranteeing a market for one user of corn and not for any other user. As one of my members said, there's no federal mandate that everybody has to throw a turkey into their basket every time they go to the supermarket. So we really would like to get the government out of the business of picking winners and losers. In the near term, let's use the waiver process. Let's prove to the world that the waiver process actually works and wasn't just put in there as a little band-aid in the renewable fuel standard was created. Let's prove it works, and then we can have a debate about long-term, the best way to promote renewable fuels and ensure that all users of corn and other fuels feedstocks have a fair shake at the product.
Joel Brandenberger, the president of the National Turkey Federation, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.